Okay, we'll start. First question, which you should never forget, okay? Does yoga work? Yeah, she said maybe, okay? She said maybe. The whole word work, you will question now, okay? Does aspirin work? Say maybe, okay? Does a pen work? If it's got ink, right? Does a stapler work? Does a stapler work? Not always. Yeah, let's assume the stapler is all made correctly. Does it work? Depends, okay? Meaning, is it loaded, okay? Does it have staples in it? And we'll talk more about that, okay? So yoga works if it's loaded. Yoga is like an empty stapler, okay? If it's loaded, it'll make you thin and strong and young. And you can do all kinds of weird stuff that you never did before. And if it's not loaded, you will hurt your neck today, okay? All right? So yoga doesn't work. Aspirin doesn't work, okay? Investment strategies don't work. Got it? Okay. If they're loaded, they work. If they're not loaded, they don't work. Okay. So the most important thing to say is that you have to learn how to load yoga. All right. And then start doing yoga. Then it will work. Okay. The way you load yoga is to think about other people. All right. Think about the health of other people. So as you're doing yoga today, just think about what you can do. If you live longer, if you're more healthy, if you're stronger, if you're more attractive, how can you help other people? All right? So just keep that in mind. As long as you're doing your yoga to help somebody else, it's already loaded. Got it? And then it will help you. And if you're in a pose and you're looking around, is Christine doing this as good as me? Then you're taking staples out of your yoga. Okay? Then you're making it not work. Got it? Okay? So there has to be this love behind your yoga. There has to be some reason to do it for others. You can say, I want to look better. I want to be stronger. I want to be trimmer for others. That's okay. Okay? So I can help other people. People will be more, they'll listen to me, they'll come to my class, if I'm like somebody they want to be. And then do your yoga for that. Okay? And then the yoga is loaded. Alright? Any action can be loaded or not loaded, depending on why you're doing it. Okay? Okay. The yoga we're going to talk about today, it was invented 1,000 years ago. All right, it's the earliest record, written record that we have of a yoga series. It was created by a woman yogi, a yogini named Niguma. Okay, so Niguma was a famous teacher about 1,000 years ago. She lived in India, but she taught a Tibetan guy named Kyumbel Nyanger. So she taught a Tibetan who came down to India to study with her. And then that yoga came back to Tibet. The yoga you're going to do today came back to Tibet from Niguma. So it's the earliest record we have of any written yoga. It's earlier than the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, for example, which is the earliest Indian book that we have about yoga poses. Okay, and it's also the only yoga that we have a record of that was written by a woman, that was designed by a woman, okay, in ancient times. Okay, so I think it's kind of special. And being written by a yoga, a yogini, she took a different approach to yoga. She said, I'm going to give you poses. I'm going to give you a series of poses that will affect your heart and your emotions. Okay, so each pose that she designed was meant to address stress or anxiety or anger or jealousy or desire. So her yoga series, it goes through the emotions, and it's meant to open up your heart and make you a better person. So she wasn't designing six-pack yoga or, you know, what do you call that, core work or, you know, aerobic. Or she wasn't interested in that. She said, the yoga that I'm teaching is meant to make you a calmer person and a nicer person and help you at work. Okay, so that's why we teach it in a business setting, is that if you learn this particular yoga, there's a logic to it. And I like to talk a lot. I'm going to tell you the logic to it. I think it's important, all right? There's a logic to her yoga. And there's a reason why it works to make you a calmer person, all right? And what we did was, we've divided her yoga into several trainings. So this weekend, you'll get like level one. This is level one Nigumas yoga. It goes up through 10 levels, all right? But the first level of her yoga, I want you to understand what's happening in your body as we do the yoga. First of all, the yoga is easy, okay? Level one is meant to be easy. We tried to only take her poses, which everybody can do. Okay, so there's no pose in here that you won't be able to do if you never did yoga before. Okay, so that's all. We also designed it for working people. Okay, so the original yoga series that you find in the ancient script, in Hatha Yoga Pradipika, there's 19 poses. Okay, that's about 40 minutes of yoga or something like that. So what we're trying to do is give you a yoga that you can do before work. Okay, and that's not going to take an hour and a half or 2 hours or 4 hours of your day. You know, I have friends who say, let's go to Dharma Mitra's class. You know, I said, what time is it? John's been there. I said, what time is it? They said 12 to 2, you know. And I said, well, where is it? 23rd and 3rd in Manhattan. So, you know, it takes you 45 minutes to get there. It takes you 45 minutes to get back. And then you have to go have a Jamba Juice, right? So it's a 4 or 5 hour thing to go to a Dharma Mitra class. He's maybe the best yoga teacher in the world, right? But it's a 4 hour commitment or a 5 hour commitment, okay? And what we would like to do is give you something you can knock off in half an hour, 45 minutes before work. For people who are having a real life, okay? If you have 4 or 5 hours to go to yoga, then that's okay, you know? Probably you don't have a job and you have some, what do you call it, sugar daddy in your life, or sugar mama in your life, and you're able to do yoga for 3 or 4 hours a day. But for the rest of us, something you can get done in half an hour, 45 minutes, which is powerful, okay? Which is not, you get an hour and a half worth of work in 45 minutes, not because you're working hard and not because you are sweating and panting, but because the yoga itself is arranged in a powerful way. The yoga goes there aren't a lot of new poses here, you know. There are Tibetan poses that you've never seen before. And we're not going to teach you those. You're going to get poses that you probably already know. We're not trying to impress you with some new pose that you never saw before, okay? We're trying to have a certain flow to the yoga, a new idea to the yoga, which is from Niguma, okay? Which is from her scripture. By the way, we found the ancient text. We have a project to find ancient texts and then scan them, and then, okay, refugees refugee women mostly type them in India, and we pay them. So that project is now 23 years, going for 23 years. We went to Russia, St. Petersburg. Most of the books in Tibet were burned during the invasion of Tibet. In St. Petersburg, they have 130,000 Tibetan manuscripts thrown into a warehouse in the 18th century, okay? And we sent a team there, and they were there for 14 years. And they just finished, okay? And they got down the name and all the information about everybody. So we found Niguma's yoga there, all right? And we translated it. And so we're going to teach you that, all right? First thing I have to do is tell you about cell phones. Okay? If you have a cell phone, you need a cord. Okay? So I have all these cords, all right? This one is the cell phone cord, actually. Can you work on that? This is the laptop cord, okay? So we're assuming you all have these things. I want to explain to you how Nigumas Yoga works, all right? To do that, you need three long stringy things, okay? You've heard about prana. Most of you have heard about prana. Prana is like an inner energy that runs through your body, okay? In China, it's called qi. In Japan, it's called ki. In Tibet, it's called lung. Say lung. Lung. Okay. So the goal of yoga is to get the qi, the prana, moving in the body. Okay. If the prana is connected to your thoughts. Okay. Your mind, your thoughts, ideas about your business or about your life or about your partnership or about your health. The ideas in your mind are riding on your prana. Okay? Prana is where body and mind meet. Okay? There's an energy flowing through your body which is physical, subtle physical energy called prana. Your thoughts ride on that. Like a horse, what do you call it? A rider on a horse. Okay? Say, lung sem, jupa chikpa. Lung sem, jupa chikpa. That's very famous. When we learn this in the monastery, when we learn this, they teach us lung sem jupa chikpa. Lung means prana. Sen means your thoughts. Jupa chikpa means they ride in tandem. Where, as your prana goes, so goes your thoughts. If you do a nice niguma yoga in the morning, and your prana is flowing smoothly, your thoughts flow smoothly. You feel relaxed. You feel sharp. You feel focused. Okay? If your prana is jerky, if your prana is not flowing smoothly, then your thoughts don't flow smoothly. Then you feel nervous, you feel anxiety, you feel, you can't think clearly, all right? So the purpose of Nigumas Yoga is to straighten out the pipes in your body through which the prana moves. If you can straighten out those pipes, and if the prana moves smoothly, then your thoughts move smoothly because what? Lung sem jupa chikpa. Okay? Because the mind rides on the prana. The thoughts ride on the prana. So I'm going to describe, I'm going to give you a 5-minute description of your inner body. All right? It takes us in the monastery. I started this training in about 1978. And I finished around 1995. Okay? So maybe 15 years we'll give you in 5 minutes. All right? So you have 72,000 channels in your body. You have three main ones. Okay, three main pipes in your body. One is called Sushumna. We won't go into the names. Central channel. It starts here. Okay? So you can start it here. It goes under your skull, but above your brain. And it goes back behind your body. It comes out under the skull. It goes in front of the spine, about half an inch in front of the spine, continues down your body in the back, curves under, and goes to the tip of your sexual organ, okay? Whether you're male or female. Inside that channel run all your good thoughts. Kindness, compassion, wisdom, understanding, seeing business opportunities, okay? All of those kind of thoughts flow through. They flow through this channel, okay? Then there's two other channels. There's a right-hand channel running down the other side. It starts here. And it comes up and flows alongside the central channel, okay? Almost touching, okay? But not joined, all right? It's separate. And it flows up the right side. It's why you have a right nostril formed around that channel, okay? And it goes up and follows all the way down the other side, okay? Then you have on the left side your cell phone cord. That's the only reason I have a cell phone, okay? There's a left-hand channel going down this side. It starts here. So you have two channels starting here, And then they follow the central channel on either side, and they come down your back and down to your groin and then up to your sexual organ, okay? They go, now, the important thing you have to know is that at certain places in your body, the side channels cross. Oh, by the way, in these two channels flow all your bad thoughts. Okay? In the right-hand channel are all your anger thoughts. Upset, angry, uptight, anxiety, in the right-hand channel, okay? In the left-hand channel flow all your desire thoughts. I want this, I want that, I gotta have this, okay? Jealousy, he's got that, I don't have it, all right? When the prana is flowing through the side channels, you're having a bad day, okay? When the prana is flowing through the middle channel, you're having a good day, okay? Now, the worst news is, these channels cross over. So I'm just going to give one example. This channel crosses over. In the monastery, they use a rosary, by the way. This channel crosses over. And then it comes back. Okay? The right-hand channel crosses over and comes back. In the same spot, this is where it gets difficult. The left-hand channel crosses over and comes back. All right? So they create a knot they create a choke point in the central channel. Prana's trying to move through the central channel, but it can't. Because these two side channels crossed over it and are choking it. They cross over here. They cross over here. They cross over at the back of the neck. They cross over behind the heart three times. Behind the heart three times. Behind the navel once, at the tailbone once, and then at the groin once, okay? Mainly. Last thing. Where they cross over, they choke your good thoughts. Okay, you're having a nice thought. You're just about to share your coffee with somebody. Then some prana shoots into one of these side channels, okay? And they get fatter. They get, one of the side channels just gets fatter. It chokes the central channel, all right? Think about a garden hose, okay? I have a garden. I grow roses, okay? And, you know, it's a big deal to get the hose straight. Because if the hose kinks, then what happens? The water chokes. First of all, the water chokes. If it kinks really bad and you keep the water pressure up, what happens? It starts to split, you see? The hose will split, okay? That's what happens in your body, where the side channels choke. When you try to have a good thought, and you pump a lot of good thoughts into that, the water builds up, the prana builds up, and then this splits open here. And these side channels come out this way, okay? At the heart, for example, 8 side channels come out. And if you look down from the top, what would you see? It would look like spokes of a wheel. If you look down from the top, where it split out, okay, it would look like the spokes of the wheel. What's the Sanskrit word for a wheel? Chakra. Okay, got it? So the chakra is the people draw these beautiful fluorescent blue things, you know. Chakras are nasty, dirty, mean things. Okay? Chakras have been created where your good thoughts were choked and things spurted out to the side. And they were called wheels because from the top they look like wagon wheels. Okay? Like that. So the idea is, can you open these knots in the body? Can you open the knots in the body? Can you release the two side channels? And then allow, when you, If this is twisted like that, okay? And then I do Matsyendrasana, something like this, okay? What's happening to the channels? What's happening to the channels at the heart? Yeah, you see, if that's the problem, is that they're twisting around, right? And I do a twist to the right. It releases it, okay? All right? So Niguma's yoga is based on that principle. That's why all yoga was invented, all right? And no one ever explained it to you, all right? Never. There's a twist like that in your body. When you do a twist to the right, you're undoing the left-hand channel. When you're doing a twist to the left, you're undoing the right-hand channel. You see? So when you twist, you're releasing prana to flow in the middle channel. What's going to happen to your thoughts? More compassionate, more relaxed, more kind, okay? That's why after a good yoga series, you feel better. That's why you feel nicer for like an hour, okay? No, and then you get out into traffic, right? You pull out onto this highway, right? And then you're like getting mad at somebody, and then this goes, you know, and within 2 hours, you've twisted it back, okay? So the idea of a properly designed yoga series, right? It should have certain elements. First of all, it should begin with some kind of twist to open a knot, okay? At each chakra, there should be a twist to open the knot. When you open them, okay, when you get them untwisted, there's still a little, there's still kinks, okay? Then we do a stretch to stretch the channel. The channel has to get straightened. It's kinked. It's unknotted, but it's kinked. Then you straighten it with a stretch, okay? Then you should be doing a stretch. Then in Tibetan, we call Tigle Dimba. Tigle Dimba means it should get shaken out a little bit, okay? You got to shake it out a little bit, all right? These are standard steps to any... These are the theory behind yoga. The untie the knot with a twist. How would you untie a knot at the heart, which is the worst one? It'd have to be some kind of twist that addressed the chest. You see what I mean? It'd have to be a twist that focused on the chest, okay? But there's a chakra here. There's a twist here. And there's a twist here. What are you going to do for that? How do you twist the top of your head? You can twist your neck. That's a different thing. How do you twist this here? Okay. You can't, all right? You can't. What you do in traditional ancient yoga, you put some pressure there, acupressure, okay? Put some kind of pressure on that point. And to open this one, put some kind of stretch or some kind of pressure here that can open it. When you have a knot like that and you squish it, it opens. You see what I mean? When you put pressure on it, it opens. So at these points, at the end points, you put pressure. At the other points, you try to twist it. Okay, got it? That's why you're gonna be doing, twists, stretches, shakeouts, and in between there, you're gonna do what we call, that's a long story. I'll tell you tomorrow. I don't wanna talk too much, because then you won't do the yoga. Which probably you're hoping, right? Okay. Last thing, okay? Last thing you gotta know. A yoga series should be designed to open the chakras going up, okay? That's more powerful. You can either open them down, open this one first, then open this one, then open this one, then open this one, then open this one, then open this one. Or you can open them up. Start with the groin, tailbone, navel, heart, throat, head, okay? A proper series should be designed to open them in order. Because if you open the heart and these two are still closed, it's a problem, okay? You just feel uptight. Like you've taken yoga classes that you got done and you felt more uptight than when you started, right? That could be the reason, okay? There are some series that are not designed in a proper flow. If you open the navel chakra, and then but you don't open the muladhara, the one at the groin. And then you don't open the heart and you open the neck. Then you just get weird, very weird flows of prana. And it gets more bunched up and you feel more, you come out of the yoga feeling somehow tense. You get tense during the yoga. So if a yoga series is designed well, it opens this one. Opens this one, opens this one, opens this one, opens this one, then opens this one, and then the whole thing flows. You see what I mean? So that's the theory behind Nigumas Yoga. Now we'll just do the yoga. The poses are nothing special. The poses are not unusual, okay? that what's special is that they untwist and they straighten each of the chakras going up. Okay, maybe tomorrow I'll cover the chakras with you, the names of them, how they affect you, and like that. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start today just trying to get you to feel your chakra, all right? To feel the chakras. When you think about a chakra, prana goes there. Why? Yeah, great. He said because Lungsan Jubachipa, okay? When you focus on a chakra, when you put your minds on a mind, when you put your thoughts on a chakra, the prana has to follow, because they move in tandem. They are linked together. You see what I mean? So if I concentrate on my heart chakra, the prana will go there. You see? When you go pee pee, you are doing that. Okay? When you think I have to go pee pee, when you think about pee pee, prana collects there and becomes a vayu. We call it vayu. In this case, it's the apana vayu. The downward clearing wind. Okay, when you think, I have to go to the bathroom, that brings prana there, and it helps you eliminate the urine. You see what I mean? It helps send the urine out. That's the function of, one of the functions of prana. So when you get good at this, all your bodily functions are working good. Okay, your digestion, your circulation, your lymph system, they're all working better, because you're actually... you're using your knowledge to move the wind, okay? All right, so just sit up straight. It's okay. Okay. All right. Get in just a comfortable posture. You don't have to look special, okay? You don't have to do what Pete's doing or anything, okay? Just get comfortable. Close your eyes. And put your mind at, I'm going to call it perineum. I had to look it up the first time I went to a yoga class. I went home and I looked it up in a dictionary. It means your groin. Where your legs meet, okay? Where your two legs meet. Put your mind there. That's one chakra. Now I want you to try something. Pretend that you are breathing in and out at that place. You're not breathing through your nose. You're breathing through the spot between your legs. Okay? You breathe there. Breathe in and out there. Now breathe in and out of your tailbone, like the bottom of your spine, before it starts to curve at the bottom. Right where your butt starts to crack at the top. Breathe in and out there. The breath will be going out the back of your body, okay? Breathe in and out there. Now breathe. I'm going to bother you. Take your left finger, first finger, stick it in your belly button. Now match it in the back with your right finger. Okay? Got it? You got the point? Now drop your hands and breathe in and out of your back at that point. Okay, breathe in and out of your spine at that point. Now behind your heart, breathe in and out of your spine at the point behind your heart. The breath is going out behind you and coming back in. Now behind your neck, breathe in and out of your spine, behind your neck. Now breathing in and out of the very tip of your head. The breath goes straight up and then back. Okay, open your eyes. Okay, we're going to do the yoga now. Okay, look, the first time you learn a series, the first time you do a yoga, you don't know what you're doing. And it's confusing. And you think somebody else knows what they're doing, but nobody knows, okay? So just get over it and be comfortable, all right? And these guys, these two guys, Eric and Mercedes, they're going to demonstrate the poses. You're going to do it at the same time that they do it, okay? And then you won't get it straight the first time, and don't stress about it, okay? Don't twist up your channels about it, all right? You're supposed to be loosening your channels, all right? So do the best you can. Follow them the best you can. It's not a difficult series. If there's something you cannot do or you have trouble with, just relax and do something similar, okay? Do something that looks like that a little bit, all right? That's good enough, okay? And then I tell you, my first yoga, when I did my first yoga asana series, exercise, right, in New York, 6th Street, I fell asleep halfway through. Like, first of all, I couldn't do anything. And I just laid down. And then I fell asleep. And then everybody left. And I woke up in this empty room. So you're not going to do that bad, okay? All right, so here we go. Come to the front of your mat, okay? This is called Surya Namaskar. It's a general tonic for all the chakras. It gets you warmed up, okay? You should be just a warm-up. And we won't have time to go through the whole series today, but we'll do a... We'll probably do two or three chakras, all right? Okay. So, palms at your chest, all right? Then, let me see, maybe I'll do it. Drop your hands. Like a dancer, okay? Like don't go like this. Like, gracefully. And then bring them up. Just straight up, okay? Down. Clasp your hands behind your back. Bend forward as far as you can. Drop your hands to the floor. Step back with your right foot. Let's do left foot. It's better. Drop your left knee to the floor. Okay? Got it? Now sink into it a little bit. You see, I'm here, and then let your knee forward till you feel what? Where are you feeling a stretch? Which chakra are we working on right now? Yeah, at the one between your legs, okay? Your groin, got it? Okay, then back into a plank. Push up, right? Knees, chest, chin. Your butt should be sticking up, okay? Nice, okay. Then cobra. And then push back down into down dog. Left foot between your hands. Drop your right knee. Stretch your chakra at your groin. Give it a little stretch. You see what I mean? Then bring your right leg up next to your right foot forward next to your left foot. Clasp your hands behind. Bend. Gracefully, slowly come up. Keep going, another clasp behind the back. Bend. This is opening. What's happening right now? What's opening? What are we opening? Heart chakra, okay? Heart chakra. Drop your hands to the floor. Right foot back. Right knee down. Stretch the groin. Back into push-up. Knees. Chest, chin, butt up, then into cobra, back into down dog. Hold for 5 breaths. Try to get your heels on the floor. Adjusters, make sure people's fingers are spread out. Right foot up between your hands. Left foot up to follow. Clasp your hands behind your back. Forward bend. Come back up gracefully. And then hands back to the heart. Okay. Take one breath. On an exhale, drop your hands. Inhale up. Exhale, bend. Clasp your hands behind your back. Forward bend. Hands to the floor. Left foot back. Left knee down. Give it a stretch. Right foot back into a push-up. Knees, chest, chin, butt up. Cobra, push back into down dog. Left foot up between your hands. Right knee down to the ground. Give it a stretch. Right foot up to meet the left foot. Clasp your hands behind, bend forward. Hands to the sky. This is only halfway, so you keep going. Hands down, clasp behind the back. Right foot back. Right knee down. Give it a stretch. Left foot back. Knees, chest, chin, cobra. Back into down dog. Left foot up. Give it a stretch. Right foot up. Clasp your hands behind your back. Forward bend. Hands up straight. Back to your... We did both sides, right? Right? I'm sorry. Okay. Let's do one more, okay? On an exhale, drop your hands. On an inhale, up. Exhale, down, clasp behind. Hands to the floor. Left foot back. Drop your left knee, stretch. Push up. Knees, chest, chin. Cobra. Push back into down dog. Left foot up. Right knee down. Stretch. Right foot up with meet the left one. Bend. Clasp behind. Hands up to the sky. Keep moving. Clasp behind. Right foot back. Right knee down, stretch. Push up. Knees, chest, chin. Cobra. Down dog. Hold for five. Right foot up between your hands. Left knee down, give it a stretch. Left foot up to meet the right. Forward bend with a clasp behind. Hands up. Hands to the heart. Okay, I'm not going to do the transitions for you, with you, so we'll just do it the easy way. Just sit down, okay? What's the first chakra we'll be working on? So that's the warm-up. You shouldn't do rest until you warm up a bit, right? Okay. Which chakra should we start on? The bottom, okay? At the groin. I'll give you the Sanskrit names tomorrow to impress you, okay? Right now, let's just call it groin chakra, okay? The one between your legs, okay? So we're going to work on opening that first, all right? Shall we twist it? No, because you can't. Okay? I mean, you probably could, but you couldn't walk after that. Okay? So we're going to put pressure on it, okay? Which is the other way to open it, okay? The two on the end, you have to put pressure on it. So stick both your feet out. Okay, okay. This is your right heel. It is going to go to your groin and put pressure there, okay? Right heel. Put a little, you don't have to sit on it, okay? You can slightly if you can. But depending on how flexible you are, try to at least touch your groin. It'll bring prana there. If you can just touch your groin with it, it's okay. Okay? Got it? Then we're going to do a forward bend, Janu Shirshasana, which puts a little bit of pressure there. Okay? So raise your arms. Try to straighten your back. And then we're not going to go down all the way, okay? Just touch your shins like that, okay? Don't go down all the way. Just like this, all right? Now I want you to breathe. Just touch like the middle of your shin. It's fine. You don't go down like this. Just this far. I want you to breathe through your groin for 5 breaths, okay? Out breath is the first half. In breath is the second half, okay? Just become aware of the chakra there. Okay, here we go. Just breathe. Don't breathe through your nose. Breathe through your groin. Okay, now we'll go down. You can either grab your foot, you can grab your ankle, you can grab your knee, you can clasp your hands behind your foot, wherever you are in your yoga, okay? And then come down for 5 breaths. Sorry? If you can, it's better, yeah. Inhale, come up. Extend your right leg. I always make the joke. I say, now identify your left heel. Where is your left heel? It should touch your groin. Okay. And then just go down halfway and breathe. Be aware of your chakra. Spread your toes on both feet if you can. Straighten up and then go down. Come up. Extend both your legs. Then bring them in for Baddha Konasana, bound triangle, which is, if you can, try to touch soul to soul. If that's easy for you, open the soles of your feet like a book. If you can't do either one, they can be out a little bit like this, and your knees can be up, okay? Some friends of mine who have kinky knees, they put pillows under their knees, okay? But if you can, try to get it in close. Try to open the soles of feet. Don't push yourself, okay? If you push yourself, and if it's uncomfortable, and if your breathing starts getting to panting, you are locking up the chakra. You're not opening it. You're just hurting yourself, okay? So everything should be within your capacity. Happy capacity. Something you can be happy with. You don't have to impress us. Most of the guys want to impress the other guys. Me too. But let it go and just do what's happy capacity. All right? We'll stay here for 5 breaths. Try to breathe through your chakra. Straighten up. To the extent that you can comfortably bend over, but don't go crazy, okay? Just what's comfortable for you, okay?
come back up?
Okay, we're going to do... What we just did is two different steps. The first one, the Janushirsasana, right? That was the twist, okay? That was basically putting pressure on the chakra to untwist it, okay? The second, what we did second was a stretch to straighten out the cell phone cord, okay? Now we're going to do a third step, which is called gathering the winds. And these are all these kind of things where you are sucking in the stomach. You are bringing in the stomach like a Uddiyana Bandha, okay, if you know those things. You are bringing energy in. You can call it core work, okay? But you are bringing energy in at the abdomen. And that brings prana out of the side channels and into the central channel, which results in what kind of feeling? Yeah, more compassion. Energy comes out of the anger channel. Energy comes out of the desire channel. Energy is pushed into the compassion channel, and you feel happier. Okay? So hopefully, by the end of this series, you feel relaxed and happy. Until you see what they're serving you for lunch. Okay. All right. So we're going to do, to gather the winds, it's called gathering. So first we untwist. Secondly, we stretch. Thirdly, we're going to gather. Gather winds into the... It's called Sa Umar Duba. We're going to do a contraction of the perineum, okay? It's not quite Ashvini Mudra. Ashvin, the horse contraction, is you contract the opening of your anus, okay? We're not going to be doing that. And we're not trying to contract the sexual organ itself. Go somewhere between, okay? So... if you're a guy, your dinger's here, your butt is here. You're going to try to contract in between, okay? And once you get into yoga, you have to become a plumber and not worry about, you know, it's just plumbing, okay? It's nothing more exotic than that. Okay, so we're going to close our eyes and try to contract the space between your anus and your sexual organ there. You're going to try to contract it 5 times, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes, contract. Then hold the contraction. Then release the contraction. Then breathe normally, okay? Close your eyes, breathe normally. Now, legs in a comfortable cross-legged position. They can be like this, okay? They don't have to be cross-cross. They can just be here, okay? Flat on the ground. I'll show you a pose, okay? In Tibetan, it's called Bebchung Sum. The classical position is lotus, and then you... okay, what am I doing? I untwisted already. That was the Janushirsasana. Then I straightened, okay? Then I gathered. And now I have to shake it out, okay? Shake it out. So if you're not into a full... you know, in Tibet, you go into a full lotus here, and you drop to the floor. That's a major bet. We're doing minor bep. Bep chung means minor bep. It hurts, okay? Especially for guys, it hurts. But they have a cushion. They have a special leather cushion, but we're not going to get into that. What I suggest is more effective is let your knees stay on the ground, come up, and drop 3 times. You should feel a banging here, okay, at that... okay, we're going to do the 9 total, okay? That was 3. Then relax, okay? So you have untwisted, you have straightened, you have gathered, and you have shaken it out. Those 4 steps for every chakra, okay? So here we go... finish the first chakra. Now we're going to do the second chakra. lay down on, we're not going to do the transition. Lay down on your back. Bring your left knee up with the sole of the foot flat on the floor. Okay. Then bring the sole of your left foot on top of your right thigh. Hold your left knee with your right hand. Lift your left hand up to the sky. Now, two things are going to happen at the same time. Your left hand is going to drop out to the side, and your right knee is going to drop out the opposite way, like a book opening, okay? If you're flexible enough, all five fingernails of your left hand should be touching the ground. And breathe for five. Breathe slowly. Lift your left knee to the sky. Drop your left leg to the ground. Raise your right knee to the sky. Put your right foot on top of your left thigh. Raise your right hand to the sky. And then drop your right hand out to the side and drop your left knee. Drop your knee out to the left. If you can, look to your right. Breathe and relax. Raise your right hand to the sky. Raise your right knee to the sky. And release them both to the ground. Sit up. Which chakra did we just work on? Tailbone chakra. Okay? Tailbone. Which is called Svadhisthana. Okay? Tailbone, right here. Top of the butt crack. Okay? I'm going to define it in a new way. Maybe some people's crack are different. I don't know. We're not going to do any examinations. All right. So, we just untwisted that chakra. Got it? We just untwisted. What do we have to do next? The wires are still kinked, okay? So we have to straighten it. What's a good way to straighten that? Yeah, just a plain old Paschimottanasana, okay? But you might want to take, don't go all the way down. I suggest hold your shins, maybe even your knees, and let's practice breathing through that chakra, okay? Tailbone chakra. Just breathe. Five breaths. Okay, now go down as far as you can. You can either hold your ankles, hold your shins, hold your big toes, hold the soles of your feet, join your hands behind, and then come down. We'll talk more about a better way to do this tomorrow. Try to spread your toes. Release, come to sitting. We untwisted the chakra. We straightened the channels. Now we have to gather the winds at that point. We have to gather the wind into the central channel. That's done with boat pose, Navasana, okay? You can start like this, okay? Personally, I like to hold my hands like this. I just find it's easier, okay? And then straighten your legs. Hold for 5. Spread your toes. If you can't straighten your legs, just try to keep them up with the knees bent. Release to the ground. Lay back down. We're going to do Tigle Dimba. We're going to shake it out at that chakra, which is step number 4 on each chakra. Bring your knees up with your feet flat on the floor. Don't change where your feet are. Keep your feet where they are, and then release both knees to the left. This is called windshield wiper, right? And then every other breath, bring them up and shift to the other side. So we're going to do that 5 times. Release your legs to the floor. Sit up. Okay, I'm not going to take you through the transition, but we'll just go. I don't know. Kneeling, right? If you have trouble with your knees, you can fold your mat lengthwise and put more mat under that knee, okay? What chakra are we on? Yeah, we're on the navel chakra, okay? We're at the belly button, all right? We're trying to open the area behind the chakra. We're moving up the body, which is more powerful, okay? So I'll give you multiple choice. Are we going to do a distribution of the drops, Dutsi Bepchang? Are we going to do a stretch? Are we going to do a gathering, or are we going to do a twist first? Yeah, a twist, okay? We're going to undo the knot first, okay? Raise your right hand, and then bring your arm over. If you can, your hand to the floor, and your left arm to the sky. If you can't, just do this, it's okay. Release to the center. Switch your knees. Left hand to the sky. And twist. Try to breathe. You can also do a prayer if you want. Try to breathe through your back, behind your belly button. Release to the center. Come up to standing. We have stretched the area, the chakra behind the navel. What do we have to do now? I'm sorry, we twisted it. Oops. What do we do now? Now we stretch it. So really, it's just a forward bend, okay? So arms up, and then forward bend. Okay. Hold for 5. Breathe through your chakra, behind your belly button. Release to standing. and then come down on your back. There's fancy transitions we'll do them later. Okay. Stretch out your legs. You're almost home, okay? Hands at your side, arms to your sides. Palms down to the floor. Okay. We're gonna do leg lifts. On an inhale, you'll be lifting a leg, and on an exhale, you'll be lowering it. So inhale your left leg up. Exhale it down. Inhale your right leg up. Exhale it down. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, down. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, down. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, down. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, down. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, down. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, down. Rest. Your palms should be on the floor. Your arms should be at your side. Now, tuck your hands under your buttocks. Still, the palms are still on the floor. We're going to do leg lifts with both legs, okay? Inhale, both legs up. Exhale, both legs down. Don't touch the floor. Inhale, both legs up. Exhale, both legs down. Don't touch the floor, just off the floor. Inhale, both legs up. Exhale, both legs down, just off the floor. Inhale, both legs up. Exhale, both legs down. Last one. Inhale, both legs up. Go down slowly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release to the floor. Relax for a little bit. Come to sitting. Comfortable cross leg, loose cross leg, okay? So when we did the thing kneeling, we were twisting open the knot at the navel, right? Then what did we do? Standing forward bend, we stretched the kinked channels, right? And then what did we do? We did leg lifts. Any kind of abdominal, what you call core work in the modern times, is gathering the winds, pushing prana out of the two nasty channels and into the compassion channel. Okay, so that was the leg lifts. Okay, so we got one more thing to do, and I think we call it a day, which is what? We have to shake it out. Okay, we have to distribute. They call in ancient times, they called it tigle dimba. It means distribute the drops. And that's a long story, and we won't go into it. It comes from the Yoga Sutra. Okay. So we're going to do some kind of shakeout of the navel area. And we do that with Kapalabhati. Okay, Kapala means skull. Kapala means skull. The word cup comes from that. And bhati means shining. And the word photo comes from that. Okay? So we're going to do shining skull. And that's basically open your hands to your knees. Sit up straight. Pray that you don't have any boogers right up front. Okay? And then close your eyes, and we'll take 20 sharp exhalations, okay? 1, 2, 3. Breathe. Through the nose. Breathe out, long exhale. Long inhale. And lay back. Okay. We're going to do Shavasana. Shava means dead man, dead person. relax completely. The palms should be facing the sky. Okay? Let your feet fall out on either side. Tuck your shoulder blades a little bit if you can. It'll make it more comfortable. If you like, put something under your neck. Okay. And just relax completely. Totally relaxed. Please start wiggling your fingers and toes. And come back to your body. Roll your head from side to side. And slowly come up to sitting when you're ready. We're going to chant three Om syllables. Om has three parts, A, U, and M. Okay? The word Om has three parts, A, U, and M. A means, may I collect good seeds by doing things for others physically. Okay? Then U means, may I collect good seeds by speaking nicely. I guess like, ooh. And then means, may I gather good seeds in my mind by my pure thoughts, good thoughts. So A, U, M means pure body, pure speech, pure mind. Altogether they make Om. Okay, so we'll do three Oms. Breathe in. Om. Breathe in. It's a custom to bow your head and thank all the teachers in history, which go back to Niguma. So really, you're going to bow your head and thank this beautiful lady who invented this kind of yoga for us and the people who carried it on for 1,000 years. Okay, so here we go. Okay.